world, come before us, the voices command me. And I'm back, right where I don't want to be. I'm standing outside a farmhouse across the river from my hometown. And instead of the terrifying wave of water and my sister ready to dive into the middle of it all like the first time I showed up here tonight, the river has settled down. The fight is over. Or maybe it's only just begun. Because a quick glance around shows me that Emerson is standing outside in the cool April night, looking like the fierce warrior she is. Her eyes blazing gold with all her newly rediscovered power. Jacob North, our old friend and a healer, and I think my sister's new love, stands with her and doesn't look any worse for the intense healing he did when we came much too close to losing Emerson earlier. Behind them is Xander Rivers, my cousin, looking uncharacteristically grim for a guy who used to make the role he was born into, a guardian, seem a lot more fun than the name suggests. Next to him is Georgie Pendel, Emerson's best friend, whose entire family has been witch historians and actual historians who run the town's local interest museum as long as anyone can remember. And last but never least, Elowyn Good, my best friend, and also the summoner who helped Emerson contact me once Emerson remembered she was a witch, despite the Joywood spell that took those magic memories away from her for 10 whole years. Across from them stand all the members of the Joywood, the ruling coven based here in my hometown of St. Cyprian, Missouri. The authoritarian, bullying, small-minded coven that cheated me out of the life I was supposed to have. 7 dictatorial witches I had no intention of laying eyes on again. I feel a rush of a very old, too dark fury inside me, but stop myself. It's practically a reflex at this point. I don't do outsize emotion or high drama anymore. I don't do dark. That would lead directly to my death, and I've always been pretty clear about wanting to stay alive. If I hadn't wanted to live my life on my terms, I would have stayed here. I would have let these petty Joywood tyrants wipe my mind the way they wiped my sister's, taking away any hint of ever knowing magic. I tell myself that I've forgiven them. I chant it inside me, not like one of these spells forbidden to me, but like a mantra. They were only doing their jobs, following their laws, as stupid as those laws might be. I forgive them, because forgiveness is mine to give. I don't need to carry the bitter taste of St. Cyprian and its ruling coven with me. I chose to leave all of this behind. I still choose it. Something, not quite a shadow, moves in my peripheral vision, and I see him, too. Nicholas Frost, the one and only immortal witch. Some people call him a traitor. I call him all kinds of things, and unlike most, have done it to his face. But now is not the time to air all my oldest grudges. His gaze from halfway across a field makes everything inside me change. Not so much that dangerous black fury any longer. This is something else. A different kind of heat. I don't want to acknowledge it, or him, especially not with this audience, even if, for a moment, it feels as if the two of us are all alone here. I have to remind myself that we're not. I forgive you, I think at him in my smuggest internal voice. The best of a decade of recovery programs right there, and even though I won't, use a witch's usual telepathic version of conversation, I suspect he hears me anyway, because his dark blue eyes gleam from all the way across the tall grass. Rebecca Wild, booms a voice I recognize entirely too well, even though I haven't heard it in a decade. Carol Simon, the Joywood Coven's warrior and therefore the leader of everything involving witches the world over. I force